Antibiotics require a doctor's prescription unless they're for fish or birds. You can buy those drugs over the counter, and some humans are using them for their own illnesses. They say it's cheaper and more convenient than seeing a doctor, but health experts say this practice is dangerous. WBUR's Angus Chen has the story.
Andy Schechter is 63 years old. He lives in a rural part of Pennsylvania. He says he just knows when he has a bacterial infection.
I'll get a sinus infection at least once a year, if not twice. I can't even describe it. I say you can taste them.
Schechter works in sales. He called me from the road. He says when he tastes an infection, he reaches into his fridge and pulls out a bottle of antibiotics. But they're not made for human consumption. They're for fish. Schechter swallows 500 milligrams of these pills every 8 hours when he's sick.
The fish pills are only $15 for a whole bottle. If you really need to be looked at by a physician, I mean, you shouldn't waste your time with it. But if you take those pills and you're cured in 8 or 10 hours or a day, then you're great. And if not, then you see a doctor, you know?
Schechter started using animal medications on himself about 15 years ago. Around that time, he says doctors started tightening their use of antibiotics. It was part of an effort to curb the rise of antibiotic resistance. Schechter knows that's an important problem, but still, he hated the change. Then he got really sick, and he already had bottles of fish penicillin at home. He did a little research on the dosing and how the tablets were manufactured, and decided to try them.
As long as it's made in the U.S. by a known pharmaceutical company, I feel pretty confident. And I've had great success with it, actually.
It's hard to know how common this is, but Schechter says he's met a lot of people who resort to veterinary medications in his area, where medical services are sparse and people have low incomes. And they're not the only ones.
I have to admit that I, too, have used in the past veterinary drugs on myself.
That's Sam Telford. He's an infectious disease researcher at the Tufts University Cummings School of Veterinary Medicine. He's taken the animal doxycycline after a tick bite to prevent Lyme disease.
And it's not unique among my colleagues either.
He says veterinary medicine and human medicine often really are identical. Telford says he felt confident taking the pills because he knows how to properly use antibiotics, but he doesn't recommend anybody follow his lead. Actually, Telford says nobody, including himself, should be taking animal medicine.
Not something I advocate, not something I condone. Again, one of these do as I say, not as I do, but indiscriminate use of antibiotics, not by prescription by a physician, is a threat.
Misusing antibiotics can pave the way for resistant bacteria to colonize your body. Telford says that can make you even sicker. And once they're created, those superbugs can spread into the world. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention call antibiotic-resistant bacteria a crisis, responsible for tens of thousands of deaths every year. But Schechter doesn't believe that's a good reason for him to stop using animal antibiotics.
9 billion times as much of that same medication is being given to cows and other farm animals every day, and that's what's actually causing the buildup of antibiotic resistance.
There is another issue with animal medicines. Sometimes the formulation is specific to a species. Different animals have different biology. Claire Fellman is a veterinarian and a pharmacologist at Tufts University. She says that can affect how a drug is packaged or absorbed into the body.
There are animal formulations, there are human formulations, and they are tested in those species. And so you just don't know if there may be differences from formulation, from all the different things that are within the pills.
And while prescription veterinary drugs are regulated by the Food and Drug Administration, the type of over-the-counter fish antibiotic that Schechter uses isn't. Fellman says that means the federal agency doesn't test these pills for purity or safety, and recalls won't affect them either.
They're not going to be policing any of these products. And so there could be dangerous contaminants that you would never know.
If there's something wrong with a batch of medicine, your fish might die. But Fellman says it's not worth taking that risk on your own health. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Angus Chen.